Good Wednesday afternoon, everyone. This afternoon, we're live from Pete Nolan Field at Eagle Valley High School in Gypsum. The rematch between the Glenwood Demons and the Eagle Valley Devils. Glenwood coming off an embarrassing shellacking at the hands of the league champion Palisade Bulldogs, the Mighty Bulldogs, 23-3. Demons fall to 2-8 in league, 8-12 overall. Eagle Valley at 2-9 in league, 5-13 overall. I think we'll see a little better matchup.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, Palisade is such a powerhouse team right now that,
yeah.
And you know, even Rifle, who's number two in the league, kind of got worked over a little
yep.
bit by Palisade.
Yeah,
so.
They're loaded. Jackson Irving leading things off for the Demons, and it's pretty much the same matchup we saw earlier this month, or back in April, where Glenwood won 8-3. Evan Heil went the distance. He's going to be on the mound for the Demons. Elias Pena starting today for Eagle Valley, just like he did in game one, and the first pitch is
a ball. Yep.
We're just a little bit off the plate. Next pitch from Pena, that's in there for a strike. 1-1 to Jackson Irving. Irving went 2-for-3 against Eagle Valley. They played last month. A couple of runs scored. 1-1 pitch. That's low and inside. 2-1. Colin Spaeth in left, Nicholas Ray in center, Jacob Lupe in right for the Devils. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Ooh, that looked a little low, but up gives him the strike. 2-2. Nathan Grosskopf on deck, and then Evan Heil in the hole. Pena, right-hander, the 2-2 pitch. Curveball swung out and missed, and Irving fooled on that one. He lunged after it. And Pena had six strikeouts against Glenwood when they first met. Heil was the better pitcher. 7 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, 9 strikeouts, 104 pitches. First pitch to Grosskopf is fouled off. Nothing in one. Grosskopf went 2-for-4 against Eagle Valley with an RBI. Behind the count here, 0-1. Pena's next pitch. That's in the dirt. 1-1. For the longest time, there was no dirt infield. It was all grass. The only dirt was around the bases. That's a ball inside, 2-1. And they finally groomed it to be a real baseball field. They've done a good job over the years. Always windy. It's usually cold here in Gypsum. It's nice and toasty today. 2-1 pitch to Grosskopf. That's outside, and it's 3-1.
Tell you what, that was a good backhand stop by Joseph. That very easily could have gotten away from him.
Jack Joseph behind the plate. Patrick Reno at third. Jack Robinson at short. Pete D'Agostino at second. P.J. Lombardo at first. There's the 3-1 pitch. That's in the dirt. And Grosskopf earns a one-out walk. Evan Heil, the batter. Heil went 2-for-3 against Eagle Valley a couple weeks ago. Scored a run. Remember, that's a game we saw the unusual rundown, the 5-2-6-1-5 tag out.
I think we missed a couple in there. Even after trying to piece it all back together.
Plate ump is, I think there's maybe something or someone on the field or in the field of play. Yeah, the foul line in right field is a little bit out of our view. Windy day. How about that? What a switch.
Yeah, what a shocker. I swear. I told my wife the other day, I said, when did we move to Kansas?
Right.
When did we move into tornado country?
Speaking of Kansas, I got to give folks an update on Jack Jabbour. It's great news. First pitch to Evan Heil. That gets away from Jack Joseph and down to second base. Ooh, pretty good throw. But Grosskopf in there standing up. It's a pass ball. 1-0 count to Evan Heil. Pena from the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. In the dirt, bounces up there. And Joseph keeps it in front of him. 2-0 count to Evan Heil. Yeah, Demons went 3 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors. My count. 2-0 pitch to Heil. taps it foul. And it's 2-1. Demons will get the rematch with Palisade on Friday in Palisade at 4 o'clock. And then wrap up the season on Monday against Coleridge at home. 2-1 pitch to Heil. A little bouncer to short. Jack Robinson up with it. Throws to second. They got the runner caught in no man's land. He was hung out to dry. And Robinson, instead of going to first, just lobbed it to second. And they tagged him out. Base running blunder on Grosskopf's part. There's two away.
Yeah, the shortstop, he faked the throw to first. I mean, yeah. He had the big windup and big arm motion, but held on to it, which pulled Grosskopf off the bag there and was able to get the lead runner out.
So fielder's choice for Evan Heil, Mason Markovich. Okay, looks like we got Zach Pidcock running for Evan Heil. For Evan Heil.
Try to keep your pitcher fresh.
Yeah. Heil was a wide receiver on the football team. A quarterback, he's fleet of foot, but, you know, no sense wearing him out. Mason Markovich. First pitch to Mason. That's high and tight. Throw down to first base. That beat him, but the throw is a little high and offline as Grosskopf or Pidcock almost got picked off. 1-0 count to Markovich. Second pitch inside. Throw down to second base.
They got him.
See ya. Wow.
Well, starting out with aggressive base running, but kind of hurt him in this inning.
So Pidcock caught stealing. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Go to the bottom of the first. No score. Eagle Valley and Glenwood. This is KMTS. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first inning here at Pete Nolan Field at Eagle Valley High School in Gypsum. Devils coming up to bat. Evan Heil on the bump tonight, this afternoon rather, for Glenwood. He again went the distance, 104 pitches to get the win. He's 1-2 on the season with a 3.02 earned run average, best on the team. Heil's got 65 strikeouts on the season, 30 walks, 20 earned runs. Giving up 37 hits in 46 and a third innings. He's been the workhorse. First pitch to Nicholas Ray, center fielder, right-hander. That one bounces to the backstop. A lot of foul territory here, by the way. So a pass ball is going to allow a base runner to advance easily or score from third. 1-0 count to Ray, R-A-H-E. Heil's next pitch. That's a ground ball to short. Jackson Irving up with it. Throws. High throw. He's safe. Boy. So yeah. E6.
High enough throw that it made Sherrick jump to get it. And while he jumped, he had to leave the bag. And he was safe.
So Sherrick at first. Garrett second. Irving at short. Jake Sims is at third. Outfield is Nate Grosskopf in left, Braxton Mims in center, Mason Markovich in right, Christian Landeros, of course, behind the plate, Evan Heil on the mound. Base runner aboard about the error. Throw down to second base is a high throw. Throw beat him, but a steal for Nicholas Ray. So Eagle Valley's coming out aggressively. Jacob Lupe, the batter. That was a ball, 1-0. Lupe batting .333, a triple, 5 doubles, 1 run batted in. Next pitch is a line drive to right field, base hit, and that's going to be an RBI. No, they're going to put the Del Rey to hold at third. So runners at the corners were Jack Joseph. Jacob Lupe taking the pitch the other way, and we got runners at the corners were Jack Joseph. J-O-S-E-F. He's a junior batting .420. 9 runs batted in. He's got a double. He's a right-hander. Heil in early trouble here from the stretch. He shows bunt. It's in there for a strike. Throw down to second base. Run's going to come home to score. And undercuts Christian Landeros, who hits the turf. That was an ill-advised throw to second. That's exactly what Eagle Valley had in mind.
Yep.
So,
if Landeros didn't know, he shouldn't have done that. That getting his feet swept out from under him, landing on his back, should have taught him something.
So a stolen base. Nicholas Ray comes home to score. It's 1-0 Eagle Valley. 1-1 count to Jack Joseph. Heil gets the sign. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Pete D'Agostino on deck. Heil adjusting the ball behind his back. Now comes set at the belt. Here's the 1-2. Curveball waved at it. Strike three. Great curve. That's just what the doctor ordered. He had 9 Ks in the win over Eagle Valley a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was the first time we saw a pitcher go the whole game, all 7 innings. He was able to close it out with 104 pitches.
D'Agostino, the cleanup hitter, a senior, batting .333, 3 triples, a double, 14 runs batted in. He's also a right-hander. First pitch in the dirt. Landeros picks it up and throws down to second base. Makes a nice throw, but not in time as Jacob Lupe hanging off the bag. Got back in a hurry. 1-0 count to D'Agostino. Heil with a pitch. That's in the dirt. Gets away from Landeros. Throws down to third. They got him.
Get him.
Safe.
Oh.
Whoa.
Are you kidding?
Sure looked like you got him.
Yeah, throw beat him by a couple of feet. That was about that call. Stole third.
Come on, Blue.
1-1 count to D'Agostino. Hill's next pitch. Fouled back. And it's 1-2. You know, the base ump was looking right at it, and the throw beat him by plenty, but apparently the tag was late by Jake Sims. 1-2 count to D'Agostino. Hill with the pitch. Strike three called. Isn't it?
I guess
not.
Strike two.
Okay. Now it's 1-2. I thought, all right. Now it's 1-2. Here we go. Here it is. Curveball. Just barely got a piece of it. I mean, nicked one of the threads. Oh, I had 1-2 count. Now it looks like it's
scoreboard says 2-2.
Here's Heil's next pitch. That's fouled off behind us. One nothing Eagle Valley. One out, bottom of the first. Heil's next pitch. Curveball bounces up there at the plate. Landeros picks it up, throws down to third. Ooh, that's a dangerous throw of the runner in the baseline.
Yeah.
You either plunk him in the back or throw it in the outfield. Landeros determined he's going to throw somebody out. Good job protecting the ball, though. It's a full count to D'Agostino. It's fouled out of play. D'Agostino battling at the plate. Here's the payoff again from Heil. Fastball, he went around. Strike three. Now you can put a K up there. Two strikeouts for Evan Heil. Jack Robinson, the batter. Robinson, a sophomore, batting 321. He's got five extra base hits, including a triple, four doubles, 12 runs batted in. He's a left-hander. That pitch in there for a strike on the inside corner. Well, it gets a sign from Landeros. Here's the 0-1. That's a rocket knocked down by Irving. No play. Throws. It bounces away into foul territory. Boy, and the errors continue. Two errors this inning. It was hit hard. Irving played it on a short hop. Run scores. It's 2-0. One of those runs earned. So Patrick Reno, the batter, batting 176, a right-hander. Heil's first pitch, fouled back. Reno, a junior, one triple, four doubles. Five runs driven in. Throw to first. Close to picking him off. Throw was a little low, but a good job by Sherrick to make the grab there. A one count to Patrick Reno. 2-0 Eagle Valley. Isles pitch. Popped up. And it's Sherrick calling for it near the Glenwood dugout. And makes the catch. Wow. He was circling around, fighting the wind and the sun, and stayed with it and made the catch to minimize the damage. Eagle Valley scores two runs, one of them earned on one hit. There were two errors committed and one runner left. After one, it's Eagle Valley 2, Glenwood nothing. This is KMTS. Well, a pretty decent crowd here on hand at Pete Nolan Field. Glenwood Demons trailing the Eagle Valley Devils 2-0. As we go to the second inning, Mason Markovich leading things off. And he looks at ball one from Elias Pena. Markovich was at the plate when Evan Heil, or rather Zach Pidcock, running for Heil, was thrown out, caught stealing to end the inning. Markovich was 0-for-3 against Eagle Valley earlier this, or back in April. Next pitch. That's fouled back. It's 1-1. Mason, 340 his batting average. Two home runs, 18 runs batted in. That pitch gets the backstop, which is about a 20-yard sprint. Not quite, but it's a distance. 2-1 count to Markovich. Pena with the pitch. That's a fly ball to center field. Nicholas Ray under it, fighting the sun, makes the catch in front of the fence, and there's one away. Brings up Braxton Mims. The senior batting 534. He's in the top five in the league in batting average. Three triples, four doubles. 16 RBIs. Right-hander to right-hander. First pitch, a curveball in there for a strike. Pena winds and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Little nubber. That's going to be stopped there by the shortstop, Jack Robinson, who has no play. Just a little infield blooper. Low line drive. And the wind kind of held it up. And Robinson, playing deep in the hole at short, could not catch up to it. So an infield single for Braxton Mims. He's got a few of those this year.
Yeah. Just kind of oddly hit.
Yeah.
Kind of flies off with a weird spin to him.
Adam Gare, the batter. First pitch to Gare. Mims taking off on the first pitch, and he's got the base stolen. Not even an attempt to throw by Jack Joseph. 2-0 Eagle Valley. Glenwood threatening to cut that lead in half if Garrett can come up with a hit. Garrett's got 8 RBIs on the season. Looks at strike 1-1. Cole Sherrick is on deck. Pena's 1-1 pitch. That's fouled at the plate. Oh, they're calling it a fair ball. And Sherrick, did he leg it out? They call him out. Wow, that was close. Bang, bang play. Nice play by Pena. I thought maybe it was fouled at the plate the way it took that weird hop.
Yeah, it was a little chopper. Must have hit just in front of the plate. They called it fair.
Sherrick at the plate. He grounds one to third. Played at the bag. Throw by Reno. That's off the mark. It bounces away, and Sherrick's going to hustle down to second base. He slides safely. Good hustle by Lombardo to get that ball in. Made it closer than it should have been. And Sherrick gets an RBI. Give him a hit. That was a tough play for Reno, him to throw across the diamond. A hit and a throwing error allowing him to advance to second base. So 2-1 now Eagle Valley. Jake Sims the batter. Looks at ball one. Sims getting the start at third base for Glenwood. Chance to tie it if he can come through with a base knock. Sims does not have an average. 8 at-bats, he's 0-for. Fouls one back, it's 1-1. Sims, one of the unfortunate demons that be called out on the mound yesterday.
Yeah. Well, it was a strange occurrence. They were going to have Cole Sherrick end out the game, brought him out to pitch, and then the ump said he wasn't allowed to pitch, and we didn't understand why at the time.
That's a line drive, base hit in the left field. Around comes Garrett to score. The throw is cut off down to second base, and safe is Jake Sims, his first hit of the year, and it's an RBI double. As Sherrick comes home to score, Jake Sims.
Nice line drive right over the third baseman's
head. Oh, he drilled it. And the game is tied at 2.
Yeah, they were going to bring Cole Sherrick out to pitch, and then the ump said, nope, he can't pitch. And we didn't understand why. We talked to the players afterwards. They said it was because he had a white or a gray glove or white straps.
That ball gets to the backstop. And down to third goes Jake Sims. Yeah, had like white threads in his mitt, and I said nope,
yeah,
can't pitch. And we watched Sherrick walk off in frustration and threw his glove down. I thought, what in the world? And then we found out later. So the go-ahead run for Glenwood at third. Christian Landeros with a 1-0 count. Here's the pitch, that's popped up, and that's a can of corn for the second baseman, Pete D'Agostino. That'll do it. The Demons tie things up thanks to the RBI double by Jake Sims. 2 runs on 3 hits. No, there was 1 error, 1 throwing error, and 1 runner left. After an inning and a half, it's Glenwood 2, Eagle Valley 2. This is KMTS. All tied at 2 here at Pete Nolan Field at Eagle Valley High School. Partly cloudy day. The wind's kind of died down a little bit. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Glenwood and Eagle Valley tied at 2 here in the rematch. Evan Heil on the mound for the second inning. So good for Jake Sims. We got to see his first hit of the season, a double, knocked in a run, tied the game. And it was a no-doubter double.
Oh, yeah.
As he drilled it down the left field line.
About a foot and a half over the outstretched glove of the third baseman. Good speed to it. Was able to beat the throw to second. Yeah, I was talking to Coach Nieslanek about that talking about Cole Sherrick not being allowed to pitch because he had white on his glove and that sort of thing. And he said, yeah, and the problem was he didn't have – that was the only glove he had, and he's a left-hander. He said we didn't have anybody else that he could just borrow a glove from and that kind of thing. So apparently he went out and bought a new one because he's got using a black glove now.
He's got a first baseman's mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is has a different pocket, different webbing. So P.J. Lombardo will lead things off for the Devils. Number 7 hitter, followed by Colin Spaeth and then Elias Pena. Lombardo, a lefty. First pitch from Heil. Strike in there. Heil's 0-1 offering. Just missed inside. 1-1. Heil's 1-1 pitch to Lombardo. It's outside. 2-1. Now gets a sign from Landeros. Is the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Challenged him. And Lombardo late on that swing. 2-2.
Yeah, you could tell kind of mid-swing he knew he was late. Yep. Kind of a weird no follow-through. Kind of almost tried to check his swing, but couldn't do it.
Here's the 2-2 from Heil. Fouled it back. That's in the parking lot. It looks like it got a gray pickup. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, I'm glad your Glenwood bus parked right in front of my truck.
Right? Here's the 2-2 pitch from Heil. Good curveball. Swung on and missed. He fooled him badly.
Nice.
That was a dandy.
It's his third strikeout.
One away for Colin Spaeth. Oh, yeah. I'm reminded we're right near the Eagle Valley Airport. Serves the Vail Valley. First pitch to Spaeth. That missed. Down and away, or down and in. Sims at third playing up on the grass. That's fouled off toward left field. Tons of foul territory. 1-1.
I don't know what happened to Grosskopf, but it's almost like he tripped over the foul line. All of a sudden, he gets rolling.
I was watching the ball.
He looked like he was going to try to run and catch it.
Oh.
He tripped over the white line, it looked like.
1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. That was about letter high. 1-2 to Spaeth. We're batting 438. Pitch inside, dropped by
little more than inside. It was behind him. Landeros was lucky just to get to it.
Spaeth, the sophomore, one double, one run batted in. He's a lefty. Next pitch, weak swing, but it looks like it's going to work like a bunt. No play. Good job by Sims to charge it, but he was playing normal depth. And no chance to get that ball.
Well, it was a good throw as well, but just had too far to go.
That's what Vin Scully would call a little dribbler or a nubber.
Yeah, a full swing bunt.
Yeah. Infield single for Spaeth. Elias Pena, the pitcher, number 9 hitter. It's a right-hander. Throw to first, not in time. Second hit for the Devils. There's a strike at the knees. 0-1 to Pena. Pena batting 159. 5 runs batted in. Next pitch fouled toward the Eagle Valley dugout. It's nothing and two. Lombardo struck out swinging for the third strikeout for Heil. Spaeth with an infield single, full swing bunt. up the third baseline. Now Pena behind in the count 0-2. Spath with a short lead at first. Next pitch, curveball. That's going to bounce to the backstop. Spath could probably go to third. No, he's going to hold up at second.
Yeah, Spath made it to second about the same time Linderos made it to the ball. The backstop is at least, I'd say, 15 yards back.
Yep. For a little housekeeping as the ump sweeps off the plate. One ball, two strikes to Elias Pena. There's the pitch. High fastball, and Pena couldn't lay off the high cheddar and swings and misses. Fourth strikeout for Evan Heil. Two down for Nicholas Ray. A board on an error by Jackson Irving at short. Stole a base and then scored a run. Tied at two with two outs here in the bottom of the second. Ground ball to second. Gare knocks it down, stays with it. Late throw, another error.
Man, we're not used to seeing those from Gare.
No, not from the middle infield. Jacob Lupe, the batter, he singled in the first inning. Runners at the corners now. Boy, given the Eagle Valley Devils, too many opportunities here.
Yeah, that's the second time Ray's made it to first on an error. The first one in the first inning was an errant throw on Irving. Now Gare gets another error.
First pitch to Lupe. Shows bunt. It's in there for a strike. Throw down. The ball is cut off, and the ball bounces in the outfield. It's just a bonehead play. What in the world? I get it.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be cut off.
Yeah.
A bluff throw to second and then throw home, knowing they were going to do a double steal, and then they couldn't pull it off. Just poor execution. Run scores at 3-2 Eagle Valley. A design play. 1-1 count to Jacob Lupe. Pitch in there for a strike, 1-2. Ray, meanwhile, down at third base. Two outs. Heil with 1-2. And that's going to get away, and here comes another run to score. And it's 4-2 Eagle Valley. And a 2-2 count to Jacob Lupe.
Yeah, you just can't afford those grounders, those wild pitches, because there's just absolutely no way for Linderos to get to it, to do anything with it.
2-2 count to Lupe. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
Yep, he went around.
That'll do it. He strikes out the side, but Eagle Valley scores two runs. Why? Because of errors. Two runs, one hit. An error and wild pitch. Nobody left on base. It's 4-2 Eagle Valley after two. This is KMTS. We go to the third inning here at Eagle Valley High School, Pete Nolan Field. Pete Nolan, longtime AD here. Great guy. Loved working with Pete when I come here to cover games. 4-2 Eagle Valley. Evan Heil strikes out the side in the second inning, but his defense lets him down. Also threw a wild pitch. Only one hit that inning. 4-2 Devils. And the batter is Jackson Irving. Strike one. Next pitch. Curveball just missed. 1-1. One pitch from Pena. Swing and a miss. Might have got the top of the ball. Still one ball, two strikes. Pena's 1-2 pitch. Way upstairs. 2-2. Irving struck out swinging on a 2-2 pitch in the first inning. Pena gets a sign. Winds and delivers. That hit him.
That hit him in the elbow, it looked like.
Or did it hit the bat? I think it hit the knob of the bat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just making sure, but yeah, Irving didn't even make a motion toward first base. 2-2 count. Pena with the pitch. That bounces up there. Ball three, and the count is full. Here's the payoff pitch. That's in the dirt. Ball four. And a leadoff walk for Jackson Irving. Nathan Grosskopf walked in the first inning. Advanced to second on a pass ball, and then on a ground ball to short, ended up being deked and thrown out at second.
Throw over to first. Irving's able to get back.
First pitch to Grosskopf. He shows bunt. He does bunt it, but that's on the handle. Not great form. He fouled it back.
It was almost like a self-defense bunt.
Yeah.
I think if he were just standing in there, that might have hit him.
Gets the signal from Coach Nieslanek. A one count to Grosskopf. There goes the runner, Irving. It's a strike. And Grosskopf showed bunt. Did he pull back? He ran out of the box.
He did, yeah. It's almost like he...
almost interfered with the attempted throw by the catcher.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, too. I think he almost thought he fouled it or something.
1-1 pitch in the dirt. That could have been battery interference, and he would have been called out, or at least the base runner would have been called out. Two balls and a strike. Grosskopf. Tying run at second base. Here's the pitch from Pena. That's over his head. It nicked the bat, I think. They call it a ball. The ball was deflected by something.
Yeah, I think, but it wasn't on a swing. It was just him ducking.
Yeah. Three balls and a strike. Irving down at third base now. Boy, the scoreboard was way off. That was strike three. Grosskopf goes down looking.
They must have called that a foul.
I guess.
But if they did, how did Irving make it to third base? I don't know.
I know, yeah. Can't advance on a foul. Oh, well. Evan Heil, the batter, he was aboard on a fielder's choice in the first. That one hit him. No, and Irving's heading down to home. He said, no, back to third.
Yeah, Hiles hurting a little bit. Looks like it hit him on his left elbow, left forearm.
He's clutching that left arm. Got a walk, strikeout, and a hit batter.
Yeah, they're going to bring Pitcock again to run for Heil,
yep,
especially after a hit.
So Mason Markovich, who flied out to center in the second inning. Well, I've been waiting for an announcement to the new football coach, but nothing official yet. Runners at the corners now for Glenwood. Markovich hoping to get a hold of one here. 4-2 Eagle Valley, one out in the top of the third. First pitch to Eminem. Fastball. He couldn't check his swing in there for a strike. Go, Pena's 0-1 to Markovich. He's going to throw to first. He got it picked off. Oh, my goodness. Pidcock. Inexcusable. Somebody's got to come home. They throw home. That bounces away, and everybody's safe. The Glenwood Demons dodge a bullet.
Pidcock is going to third.
Pidcock puts on the brakes. He heads back to second base. No one's covering the bag. He's safe. Okay, we need some lessons in base running.
Yeah.
Jeepers. That was lucky. Ooh, boy. So Jackson Irving comes home to score on the errant throw. Eagle Valley is prone to commit a few errors.
Yeah, there for a minute I thought we were going to have a repeat of the first inning.
Man, pitch is low.
First inning, you know, Pidcock got thrown out at second and Mason didn't get to finish his at bat.
Pidcock at second represents a tying run. Swing and a miss. Two strikes on Mason Markovich. 2-2. Four-three Eagle Valley. The 2-2 pitch that bounces up there. Pidcock will hold there at second.
I think now it might be 2-2. I think it was 1-2 before.
Pena glances at second. Here's the pitch upstairs. Now the count is full. Here's the payoff to Markovich. Swing and a miss. Down he goes. Two away. And the batter's Braxton Mims. Normally wears number 2, sometimes 0. Today's wearing number 4.
Sometimes 32. Yesterday he was wearing 32.
But number 1 in your hearts. There's a line drive, base hit to left field. Pidcock with great speed. They'll send him home. This game is tied.
It's going to be at least a double.
Yep. Mims just jumped all over that and yanked it to left. He's 2-for-2 with an RBI. And the game is tied at 4.
Well, they're keeping it interesting. There's been a lot of some errors, some poor defense and fielding, but at least it's not. This is more fun to watch than a 23-3.
Yes. Yeah. First pitch to Adam Gehr. That bounces up there. Mims almost got caught. Oh, that was close. Oh my goodness.
Boy, he should have slid.
You got to be sliding, man. He just kind of tiptoed back to the bag there and almost got tagged out. 1-0 count to Gehr. Gehr grounded back to the pitcher the first inning. Or the second inning. Strike 1-1-1. Pena with the 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. Pena stuff doesn't look overpowering by any means. Not sure what Glenn was looking for here. Here's the 1-2. That's way outside. 2-2 to Gehr. 4-4 score. Top of the third. Two outs. Two-two. Strike 3 called. Slow curve. Just bit the corner. And Gehr caught window shopping. That'll do it for the Demons. They score 2 to tie the game. On one hit. An RBI double by Braxton Mims. One error and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. It is Glenwood 4, Eagle Valley 4. This is KMTS. Did I mention these folding chairs are not very comfortable?
You didn't need to. Maybe for the listeners, but I certainly didn't need to hear it.
Forgot the old butt cushions. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm not complaining. It's a sunny, beautiful day. And a tie ball game.
The wind isn't really that bad.
Not much of a factor. 4-4 scores. We go to the bottom of the third. Eagle Valley and Glenwood here at Pete Nolan Field. Evan High with 5 Ks on the afternoon. First pitch, a curveball to Jack Joseph. Misses ball 1. Joseph, a strikeout victim in the first inning. Struck out swinging. Heil winds and delivers the 1-0. Fly ball to right field. That's going to drop for a hit. Mason Markovich in right. Retrieves it. Throws the second. Close play. Did they get him? No. Ball trickled away. That was very close. Great throw by Markovich. Almost had a 9-6 put out. But Joseph gets a leadoff double.
Yeah, we've seen Mason. He's got a pretty good cannon. We've seen him make those plays from third base to first where you think there's no chance, and yet he throws them out. So
D'Agostino, the batter, right-hander. Isles' first pitch. That's high. D'Agostino struck out swinging on a 3-2 pitch in the first inning. 4-4 score. Go ahead, run at second for Eagle Valley. Next pitch, foul tipped off the mask of Christian Landeros, 1-1. Isle gets a sign from Landeros. Joseph dancing out the bag at second, short lead. Here's the pitch, that's upstairs. Two balls and a strike to Pete D'Agostino. Two-one pitch in there for a strike. The old scoreboard here is down the left field line, and it looks from here it looks no bigger than a matchbook. That's an itty bitty scoreboard, and it had this weird little horn on it. They got a real scoreboard out there and left, named after Pete Nolan. Ground ball to second. Gare charges, scoops it, throws it, got him. And there's one away on the play. Jack Joseph goes down to third. Jack Robinson aboard on an error by Jackson Irving at short in the first inning. Robinson's a lefty. The last 26 games between these two teams, Eagle Valley has the edge, 15-11. We got a courtesy runner. Yeah. He's at a third running for, might be Camden Carl. I think it's Jackson Woodsworth. First pitch, good stop by Landeros. And it's Woodworth, number 22. It's a courtesy runner at third. 1-0 count to Jack Robinson. We're tied at four. One out, bottom of the third. Miles 1-0 pitch. Ground ball. Nice play by Cole Scherr, goes to the bag for the out and makes sure the runner holds up at third. Nice play by Cole Scherr. He had to come up on the grass and play it on a short hop and then hustle to the bag for the out. Well done. Three unassisted. There's two away for Patrick Reno. He fouled out to Scherr at first, who made a great play near the dugout. Pitch is low to Reno, 1-0. That thing was swirling around in the air, and Sherrick stayed with it and made the catch to end the inning. Hiles 1-0 pitch to Reno. Fouled straight back.
Sherrick's done a nice job at first this game. Hile usually plays first when someone else is pitching.
Yep.
But Sherrick has done a great job in playing the position.
Here's the 1-1 from Heil. That hit him. No. Runner goes back to third. He was motoring down there. So runners at the corners for P.J. Lombardo. He struck out swinging in the first or second inning. Game's tied at four, two outs. Lombardo came into the game batting .227 with no runs batted in, looking to pick up his first RBI. There's the pitch, fouled back. Runner was taken off from first. He's going to have to head back. A one count to P.J. Lombardo. Mile gets a sign. Here's the 0-1. Marino takes off, pitches a strike, throw down to second base. It's cut off. The catch is made. The runner is safe.
How are they calling that safe?
Don't know. Nice backup by Adam Gare. Coming up to maybe take the cutoff was Jackson Irving. It was backed up by Gare, who laid out on his belly and put the tag on, but the base ump called him safe. Wow. Run scores. It's 5-4, Eagle Valley.
I mean, I admit that we don't have the best angle on that from here, but it sure looked like he had him beat.
0-2 pitch. Oh. That was close. 1-2 to P.J. Lombardo. So let me see. They talked about, okay, if runner takes off, you got a runner at third, one at first. Runner at first takes off. Let's cut it off in front of the bag. Next pitch. Skied left field. Grosskopf is there. No, it's going to drop for a hit. No one communicated. Grosskopf and Mims, and I think Grosskopf called him off and just lost track of the ball. Goes down as a hit, and the first RBI of the season for Lombardo. A hit, but certainly a communication error by Eagle Valley. 5-4 Devils. Colin Spaeth, the batter. He's a left-hander. Got an infield single in the second inning. Looks at ball one. Boy.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if the wind had something to play with it. That's kind of the way the wind is blowing.
Yeah.
Grosskopf ran up on it, and then it ended up sailing over his head.
Swing and a miss. High fastball. Spaeth couldn't lay off. It's 1-1. Second hit of the inning for Eagle Valley. Fourth of the game. 1-1 count to Spaeth. Fouls it off, and it's 1-2. That should have been out number three, but instead, Devils take the lead and still alive here. 1-2 count to Spaeth. High from the stretch. Pitch is in the dirt. It's going to bounce all the way to the backstop, 15 yards away, and Lombardo can walk down to second base. And a 2-1 count to Spaeth. Miles got five strikeouts. He would love to get number six right here. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball through the middle. That's going to find its way into center field. Lombardo comes around third. He will score standing up, and an RBI single for Colin Spaeth. He's 2-for-2. And it's 6-4, Eagle Valley. Number nine hitter, Elias Pena, struck out swinging in the second inning. Wait, they have 7-4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, they've scored three this inning.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, 7-4. There's a blooper in the right field. That's going to drop for a hit. Adam Gare hustled over. No chance to get it. And Pena with a Texas leaguer to right. Ball bouncing Eagle Valley's way right now. First and second, two outs, back to the top of the order. 7-4 Eagle Valley. Pena's going to be pulled for a courtesy runner. Henry Nicholas. Camden Carl. It's his turn now to be a courtesy runner. Nicholas Ray scored twice, board on an error two times, once by shortstop Irving. An error charged to Gare in the second inning. 7-4 Eagle Valley, two outs here in the third. First and second for Ray. Isles' first pitch, way outside. 1-0. Here's the 1-0. Popped up. That's going to drift foul behind us. And it's 1-1. Pitch in their first strike. One ball, two strikes to Nicholas Ray. Came into the game batting 316. One-two pitch from Heil. Line drive, base hit into left center field. That'll score another one. Spaeth comes around. Throws cut off. Throw down to second base. That bounces in the dirt. It's 8-4, Eagle Valley. Pena down to second. Nicholas Ray with an RBI single. And Heil, who dominated against Eagle Valley, not fooling him today. Jacob Lupe singled in the first, struck out swinging to end the second. First pitch, ball inside. Four runs across for the Devils. They lead 8-4. 1-0 pitch. That's high and inside. 2-0. Right, 2-0 to Lupe. Line drive up the middle into center field. Base hit. Elias Pena on his horse. He comes around to score. It's 9-4. As Lupe with his second RBI. Throw down to third, not in time, as right down to third. That's Jack Joseph's turn. He started this inning off with a double. Joseph, 1-for-2. 9-4 Eagle Valley. Still two outs. First pitch from Heil. Fastball's inside.
Yeah, things are just getting away from Glenwood here.
Yep. Curveball outside. Heil's kind of lost his touch.
Yeah, he's at 31 pitches this inning.
Wow. 2-0 count to Joseph. Little blooper to right field. That's going to be caught. Run down by Mason Markovich in right. That was a tough play. And the inning finally over. But the Devils score 5 runs on 6 hits. There were 2 runners left. No errors. We go to the bottom of the third inning. It's 9-4. Eagle Valley, this is KMTS. Cole Sherrick will lead things off for the Demons here in the top of the fourth inning. Eagle Valley with a 9-4 lead. They scored 5 runs on 6 hits in their half of the third. First pitch to Sherrick is fouled back. 0-1. Sherrick singled in the second inning. A sharp line drive to left field. Sherrick, Sims, and Landeros, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Pena with a five-run lead. Here's the 0-1. That's way out inside and high, 1-1. Pena's 1-1. That's a line drive into center field, base hit. About 2 feet off the ground. Just smoked that one. Sherrick is 2 for 2. Earning his keep and the coach's trust. Jake Sims doubled to left field in the third inning. The drive in a run, his first RBI of the season.
His first hit of the season, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he had no average. Throw down to first, pretty close. Ball trickled out of the glove of Lombardo. Sherrick was looking around like, where's the ball? Don't get off the bag, though.
Don't run.
That's an old trick play that goes way back. First pitch to Jake Sims. Inside, 1-0. And 9-4 Eagle Valley. Nobody out, top of the fourth. Pena with a pitch. Low and inside. Throw down to first base. Close, but sweep tag by Lombardo. Made it interesting.
Yeah, made a show of it at least.
Yeah. 2-0 count to Sims. Here's the pitch. That hit him.
Yep.
Well, Jake, getting on base. Whatever it takes. You know, when you get your first hit, generally they save the ball. You know, put this on a trophy case, my first varsity hit or whatever, first yeah. major league hit. But now they just kept playing with it.
Yeah.
So too late now. Christian Landeros, the batter. He's 0 for 1. He bunts one a little bit too hard. No play. And everybody's safe. Landeros just motored down the line. Instead of deadening it, he really hit it kind of hard, and it should have been an easy play for Pena, but there was no one covering the bag at first.
Yeah, I was going to say, Landeros is completely left, or Lombardo completely left first base, and we didn't, D'Agostino didn't come over. I mean, there was just nobody anywhere near the bag.
And this is how you get a rally going. Load him up with nobody out.
Rally caps.
Jackson Irving, the batter, struck out and walked, scored a run, first pitch in the dirt. One-oh count, bags full, 9-4 Devils. 1-0 pitch, that's low.
This is an occasion for the old, the bases are drunk with demons.
Yeah. Next pitch, way upstairs and inside, and it's 3-0. Now, Pena went 60 pitches in their first meeting, and then Brett Moyer brought in Colin Spaeth.
Yeah, and he's at 66, and you're seeing the wildness come in a little bit.
3-0 pitch. That's in the dirt, and he walks in a run. Give Jackson Irving an RBI. A single, a bunt single, hit batter, and a walk. And it's 9-5 Eagle Valley. It's Nathan Grosskopf. Before he steps into the box, you got a Jack Joseph and Elias Pena with a conference, and Grosskopf down to talk to Coach Nieslanek. Nobody out, a run across. Bases loaded. 9-5 Eagle Valley. Grosskopf walked and struck out looking. First pitch, blown outside. It's 1-0. Third walk given up. That's a hit in the air, foul, and Joseph couldn't get to it. So Grosskopf still alive, 1-1 counts. Third walk by Pena. He's got 4 strikeouts.
And he's up to 2 hit batters now as well.
All right, Payne in the full windup with the bases loaded. The 1-1 pitch to Grosskopf is lined to left field. That is foul. Oh, man. That was close.
Yep. Kind of just curved a little bit, had a little bit of a hook to it.
Yep.
Looked like it was going to be gorgeous and then landed about 2-3 feet foul.
That would have brought in two easily, maybe cleaned the bases. Now it's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it, just fouled it off to stay alive. Evan Heil on deck. Here's the 1-2 to Grosskopf. Fouled off into the Eagle Valley dugouts off the swatted down by Coach Brett Moyer, who kind of went, ow, why did I do that?
Yeah, trying to barehand it.
There's the 1-2 again to Grosskopf. In the dirt, gets to the backstop, and here comes a run to score. Sliding safely is Jake Sims. It's 9-6. And Darryl's at third. Jackson Irving at second. And a 2-2 count to Nathan Grosskopf. This is going to go to the full seven, and it's going to come down to the last ups and who can yep. play the better defense, you know.
Yep.
The way this is going. 2-2 pitch to Grosskopf. That's low, and the count is full. And Brett Moyer, looking to see if he's telling somebody to get warmed up. Next pitch. Strike three call. Grosskopf went, ooh, I don't know. But he's called out looking for the second time today. That's the first out. Evan Heil hit by a pitch, aboard on a fielder's choice. Runners at second and third, 9-6. Pitch to Heil in there for a strike. Boy, you got a 3-2 count, you got to swing the bat.
Yeah.
Get it off your shoulder if anything's close. On one pitch. Ground ball. That's a... Oh! Boy, from this angle, it looked like it made it over the bag at first.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It was Heil going oppo there.
You heard the ump right away. Foul ball, foul ball.
Yeah.
That was hit hard, too.
That would have scored too easily. 0-2 count to Evan Heil. Pena with the pitch. Curveball swung on a miss. Fooled him badly. Oh, 5 strikeouts now for Pena. And he's about to get out of trouble here unless Mason Markovich can get on track here. 2 outs. Markovich struck out swinging in the third inning. Flied out to center.
And that's actually 6 strikeouts for Pena.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, all 3 outs in the third inning were strikeouts.
All right. See, how am I going to do this without you there in Palisade for doing your wedding?
Yeah, I know.
Second and third for Markovich. He looks at ball one. Pena's 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Markovich swinging for the fences there. That was probably a little high and tight. 1-1. 9-6, Eagle Valley, 2 outs here in the top of the fourth. The pitch. Strike 2 called. Kind of froze him there, that off-speed pitch. Got to protect the plate here. Here's the pitch. Way upstairs. Good stop by Jack Joseph. Had a spring out of his crouch there. 2-2. Braxton Mims, who's 2-for-2 on deck. Pitch. Reaches out and just a little check swing, fouls it off. Yeah, it's 2-2 still. 9-6 Devils. Pena with the pitch. Outside. And the count goes full. Base hit will score two. Runners will be taken off here on the pitch. Gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Ready, go. That hits him.
Oh.
Markovich flips about a side in disgust. I don't know why the runners weren't going. Send him on the 3-2 pitch. Oh, well. Third hit batter for Pena. Base is loaded for the man you want at the plate, Braxton Mims. He's hot. It's 2-for-2. That pitch gets away, and coming down to score is Landeros. And it's 9-7. So Irving down to third. Markovich at second. Braxton Mims with a 1-0 count. Pena, or Mims doubled in the third inning. Here's the pitch. He fouled it. 1-1. Base hit will tie the game. 9-7, Devils. Two outs. Pena from the stretch, and the 1-1 pitch is a fly ball to left field. And it is over the head of Colin Spaeth. He lost it. He misjudged it. And the game is tied. Mims headed for third. Three. He's on his horse. Here comes the throw. It's high. He's safe. Two RBIs and a triple for Braxton Mims.
Yeah, it's funny. Spaeth looked like he had it, looked like he had it judged. He didn't even move that much. It was hit directly at him. And all of a sudden, you could just tell that he had that oh crap moment.
Yeah,
because he realized it was flying over.
It just kept carrying and carrying. Yeah. And I looked up and I saw the sun reflect on his sunglasses.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he turns and heads for the fence, like oh boy. And the ninth batter has come to the plate. Adam Gehr trying to keep it alive, give the Demons a lead with a base knock. First pitch to Gehr, and it's in there for a strike. So Mims a home run away. Home run shy of the cycle. 0-1 pitch to Gehr. That's high. Braxton Mims. That was hit solidly. Next pitch to Gehr in the dirt. And it's 2-1.
Pena is having a
Pitch in the dirt. This is a laborious evening for inning for him.
He's having a fourth inning, kind of like how Heil had it in his third inning.
For Mims, his fourth triple of the season. Next pitch. That's inside. Ball four. That brings up Cole Sherrick, who started this inning off with a single. He's 2-for-2. And no one warming up for Eagle Valley. So Pena's going to have to get through this inning here. He's over 70 pitches now.
Oh, easily, yeah. He's...
Sherrick looks at strike one. Runners at first and third for Sherrick. Six runs across for the Demon, or five runs across. They've tied it at nine.
Pena's over 90 pitches now.
Oh, my goodness.
He's at 93.
Well, I told you he was over 70.
You're right. That was a true statement. You're very correct. 90,
more than one.
90 is less more than 100.
70. Next pitch is outside, 1-1. Greater than one, less than 100.
Yeah, he's at 38 pitches just this
inning.
Wow.
One one to Sherrick. Runner goes. Sky to center field. This is going to be a tough play for Ray. That drops for a hit. Two runs will score. They were running on the pitch. And the Demons lead 11-9.
Wow.
Let's go. 11-9 Glenwood. And Jake Sims is 3-for-3. He came into the game without a hit this season. And now he's got three RBIs. Hey, coach, move me up in the order.
No, that was Sherrick.
I'm sorry, Sherrick.
Sherrick
now
just
it's
hit
Sims.
The double. Now it's Sims.
First pitch to Sims. He's hot there. That ball bounces the backs up and down to third goes Sherrick. So Sherrick.
Tell you what, though, we've talked about Sherrick in this game. I mean, he's playing first base for Heil and doing a good job.
I mean,
he's 3-for-3 as well, two singles and a double now. I mean, he's earning, you know, he may be telling Coach Nisanek, hey, you need to start me more often.
Here's the next pitch. That bounces at the plate. 2-0 to Jake Sims. Sherrick down at third. Here's the 2-1 to Jake Sims. And he rips one. Scooped up on a tough hop by Reno. Throws across the diamond. Got him. That was a great play by Reno. Who said, ooh, look what I found. Got a snow cone there. So Sims retired. The Demons score 7 runs on 1, 2, 3, 4 hits. There were 2 runners left. We go to the bottom of the 4th inning. Anybody's ball game. Glenwood 11, Eagle Valley 9. This is KMTS. Back to Pete Nolan Field. Eagle Valley High School in Gypsum. High scoring game. Demons on top 11-9 over the Eagle Valley Devils as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning. Evan Heil still on the mound for Glenwood. D'Agostino leading things off for Eagle Valley. He's 0-for-2. First pitch from Heil. Bounces up there. 1-0. D'Agostino, Robinson, and Reno. Heil winds and delivers the 1-0 pitch. In there for a strike. Demons 7 runs in their half of the 4th on 4 hits. Heil's 1-1 pitch. Line drive, base hit to right field. Knocked down by Markovich. Keeps it in front of him. And a leadoff single for D'Agostino. Jack Robinson aboard on an error in the first. Grounded out to first in the 3rd inning. Burner takes off, pitches a strike. Ball is dropped by Landeros. D'Agostino into second base with a steal. Demons 11, Eagle Valley 9. Devils have scored in every inning. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 5 in the third. 0-1 pitch. Just missed inside. 1-1 to Jack Robinson. Miles 1-1. Ground ball to second. Garrett knocks it down. Can't keep it in front of him. He overran it. Going to his left.
Yep. I think he was thinking he was going to scoop it up and in mid-run throw to first.
Seen him make that play before, but this time he's charged with an error. On the play, D'Agostino goes down to third. It's Patrick Reno. Fouled out to first, hit by a pitch, and scored in the third. First pitch from Heil. Throw down to second base. Cut off. They got the runner in a pickle. Looking the runner back. He's gonna throw home. Yep, it's going to be too late. Runner down, throw down to second base, and he steals. And that ball gets into right field. Oh, boy, you just got to figure this play out.
Yeah.
Don't throw it.
Yeah.
Just don't throw it.
It's better to get the out
or get,
and
yeah.
give them the run than to give them the run and still have the runner at second safe.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. E4 and an E2. Patrick Reno with a 1-1 count. Throw down to second base, and that goes, just sails into center field. But Robinson dives back. No chance to advance.
Is it a 1-1? I've got a 1-0.
Yeah, you're right, 1-0.
Yep.
11-10, Glenwood. Tying run at second. There's a fly ball foul toward left. Now it's 1-1. Oh, my. Here's the 1-1 from Heil. Curveball reaches out and grounds it to third. Knocked down by Jake Sims, who throws him out. And that could be two outs. But it's just one. Good job by Sims to stay with it. One away, P.J. Lombardo singled in the third inning. Drove in a run, struck out swinging. Tying run at second for Eagle Valley. 11-10, Glenwood. One out, bottom of the fourth. First pitch. Fastball in the inside or outside corner. Nothing in one. Miles 0-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball out of the zone. It's 0-2.
Kyle started the game with two strikeouts in the first inning, three in the second, and then none in that third inning. So here's hoping he can.
He's check swing. Bouncer takes a good hop for Gare, throws him out. Played it on a big hop on the play. Jack Robinson goes down to third. There's two away. And to your point, if they just let the run score and gotten the out, they had the runner picked off, that'd be the
over.
Third out, and the inning would be over, and they still have the lead.
I think they have to have two choices. They either need to throw it to home sooner to where it's not this last second, just wild throw.
Yeah.
And then get the guy in a pickle between third and home, or just decide to get the out and give up the run.
Colin Spaeth, the batter, looks at ball one.
But in their attempt to wait till the last second – And then try to throw them out at home. It's just their throws just haven't been on point.
Spaeth in the eighth slot is 2-for-2. Looks at strike one. He singled twice, an infield single in the second. Sharp single up the middle in the third inning. He's got a 1-1 count. The tying run at third, 11-10 Glenwood. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Spaeth. Fouls it off. It's playable. Sims reaches up and makes the catch.
Wow.
Great overhead catch by Jake Sims at third. That was brilliant. And the Demons hold on to the lead. One run for the Devils on one hit. It was one error and one runner left, thanks to that great play by Jake Sims at third. It's Glenwood 11, Eagle Valley 10. So we go to the fifth inning. This is KMTS. Back to Eagle Valley High School. 11-10 Glenwood as we go to the fifth inning. Eagle Valley close to tying that game up. Tying run was at third base. And Heil got Colin Spaeth, the pop-up in foul territory. And Jake Sims made a great play running up the line into shallow left, reached up and made the catch to retire the Demons and holding, or tie the Devils and holding to one run. So Camden Carl now taking over on the mound for Eagle Valley. Elias Pena, what do you got on him?
He had 98 pitches, 6 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 3 hit batters.
Went 4 innings, 8 hits, 11 runs. Nine of those earned. Christian Landeros leading things off for Glenwood here in the fifth inning. Got a bunt single in the fourth inning. Scored a run on a wild pitch. So Camden Carl. He's a right-hander. Landeros has earned his keep today. Getting dirty and got a single. And he backs off, has to almost do the limbo as he avoids that getting hit by that pitch. One to no to Landeros. Came to Carl, 3.89 earned run average. It's a slow ground ball as Landeros.
Oh, it bounced off his shin.
Yeah.
They could tell he went down.
Went down in a heap.
Yeah, bounced off the ground up into his shin. That's got a sting.
Oh yeah, that's why you see a lot of batters, the majors wearing a lot of body armor.
Yeah,
on their elbows. Landeros calls for time. 1-1 count to Christian. Carl with a 3.89 earned run average. He's 1-0, appeared in 9 games. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball to left. It's Ray, the center fielder, drifting over in the gap to make the catch, and there's one away.
I saw Markovich and Mims heading over towards the warm-up area. I'm wondering if Heil's going to be done as well.
Could be.
In the next inning.
Carl's got 10 strikeouts. He's walked 11. Batters Jackson Irving, a couple of walks and a strikeout. Scored 2 runs. First pitch to Jackson, curveball, misses high. 1-0. A little bit of chatter coming from the Glenwood dugout. 11-10 Glenwood, 1 out, top of the 5th. Carl with the 1-0 pitch. That's inside, 2-0. Doesn't look like he has overpowering stuff. Coach Moore just wanted him to throw strikes. Hey, 2-0 to Jackson Irving. Here's the pitch. Curveball, laid it in there for a strike. Carl comes set. He likes the pitch from the stretch, even with the bases empty. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, if that was his fastball.
Yeah.
Got to time it with a sundial. 2-2 count to Irving. He's rather slow and deliberate in his windup, if you call it that. Next pitch, slow curve. And Irving almost screwed himself into the ground.
Yeah, he's taking big cuts. You can tell he wants to get a hit here. He's struck out once and walked twice.
Yep.
He wants to make contact.
2-2 count. Need to get back in the box and just wait on it. Here's the pitch. That was a fastball, I think. Swung on and missed. And there's two away. Nathan Grosskopf has been a strikeout victim looking twice. And walked in the first. Carl's first pitch to Grosskopf. Curveball outside. Yeah, we're used to the likes of Oh, the big fella with the mullet from Palisade, who works fast.
Oh yeah,
and yeah,
all of them, all the Palisade pitchers.
That's a fly ball to the gap in right center. That'll drop.
Yep.
And Grosskopf is taking a big turn. He'll hold up at first with a long single. First hit of the day for Grosskopf. Brings up Evan Heil.
There's Mims and Markovich coming back from the warm-up area. With Markovich on deck now.
Heil 0 for 2. Swing and a miss. I put that fastball, I put it in air quotes. Nothing fast about it.
I'm curious which one is going to be pitching, Mims or Markovich. We've only seen Markovich pitch once, and it wasn't a great showing.
Swing and a miss. And Heil is having trouble timing this. 0-2. Heil struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch in the fourth. Hit by a pitch, then a board on a fielder's choice. Trying to make contact here. 11-10 Demons. Here's the pitch. The runner goes. That's a little. He reaches out and pokes at the right field, but it's right in the glove. Oh, it's dropped!
He dropped it.
Jacob Lupe. He was just up casually, strolling up, took a couple of steps, and oh, this will be the third out. And it just bounced off the heel of his glove.
And Ray was just standing there in center field, both arms up, just looking at him going, what was that?
Dude.
Come on, man.
That's no question, an E9. So first and second for Mason Markovich. Hit by a pitch, struck out swing, flied out to center. First pitch, swing and a miss. Again, the quote-unquote fastball. 0-1 to Mason. Mims, who's 3-for-3 on deck. Camden Carl. The 0-1. That's ripped to left field. And are they going to send Grosskopf? Yeah, they
do.
The ball's pitch throw is cut off, and Grosskopf slides safely. No throw. And it's 12-10. Glenwood. Mason Markovich with his first hit and RBI of the day. And Braxton Mims, 3-for-3, an infield single, a double, and a triple. Three RBIs. He's got runners at first and second.
Might as well go for the cycle, young man.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why not? No reason not to.
Well, you're going to have to provide all the power because there's no fastball provided by Camden Carl. First pitch is blooped. That's going to be caught by the center fielder, Nicholas Ray. And Ray shows the glove to his right fielder, Jacob Lupe. Come on now. That's your teammate.
Yeah, he says,
be cool.
This is how you do it. You see that?
He went up, squeezed it, and showed the ball to Jacob Lupe. That was dirty. I guess they're good friends.
That better be in jest.
Demons scored one run on 1-2-3 hits. There was one error, glaring error, and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's Glenwood 12, Eagle Valley 10. This is KMTS.
Can I make a phone call real quick?
Back to Eagle Valley High School. This breezy Wednesday afternoon. Glenwood Demons on top of the Eagle Valley Devils, 12-10. A high-scoring game. Demons... two runs in the second, two in the third, seven in the fourth, one in the fifth. Devils scored in every inning. Two in the first, two in the second, five in the third, one in the seventh. One in the fourth inning. Elias Pena, who's been pulled after pitching, is still in there hitting the ball. And he's a number nine hitter. He's 1-for-2. Single and a run scored. Evan Heil still on the mound for Glenwood. Hiles up to 87 pitches. First pitch, fastball in the dirt. 1-0 to Pena. One-oh pitch. That's high and outside. 2-0. Hiles 2-0 pitch. Skips up to the plate. And Evans getting close to his limit. 3-0 count to Elias Pena, the number 9 hitter. Don't want to walk him. Pitch from Hile. That's high and outside. Well, you walk the number 9 hitter. That's not a good sign. Nicholas Ray, the batter. And his walk-up song is Spandau Ballet. Interesting. Keith had to step away for a moment. Nicholas Ray scored twice as an RBI single. Shows bunt. It's a strike. Throw down to second base. Offline. And a steal for Pena. And a runner in scoring position for Nicholas Ray. 0-1 the count. Hiles pitch, that's in the dirt. That's going to bounce to the backstop, and Pena will go down to third base. That one just bounced. That was a 58-foot pitch. It's 60 feet 6 inches to the plate. One-one count to Nicholas Ray. Pitch. Popped up, and it's going to drift foul. And it's 1-2 to Nicholas Ray. So Hiles up to 94 pitches. There's the 1-2 to Ray. Popped up, and that is not playable. So Elias Pena batted, and he walked on four straight, then stole second, and on a wild pitch advanced to third. 1-2 count to Ray. Ground ball, chopper up the middle. They going to throw home? They do. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jackson Irving hesitated, double clutched.
And then threw it over Linderos' head.
Just not a bad, not a good decision. He had him, if a good throw would have had him, instead of hesitating, just throw it. And then you got him in a rundown between
right.
third and home.
And that's what I was saying
at
earlier.
At the very least.
I was saying earlier, it seems like they're waiting till the last second and trying to get this throw out, tag out thing. It's like, just throw the ball and let him, you know, let Linderos then get him in that pickle.
Yeah, give Ray the second base. He's already got second.
Yeah.
At the very least, you got him in a rundown between third and home, and then you execute the rundown and tag him out.
It's almost like they're just overthinking it.
Yeah. He double clutched. He said, should I? And then he does it, and he just sails to the backstop. First pitch in the dirt to Jacob Lupe. 1-0. So fielder's choice and an error. Third error committed by Jackson Irving. So Ray at second base. It's 12-11, Glenwood. Nobody out.
Boy, and on that high throw, Linderos' legs were taken out from under him again.
Yeah.
He's going to get tired of that in a hurry.
Lupe's 2-for-3. That's a fly ball to shallow center. Mims is there to make the catch. Nice adjustment to the ball by Braxton Mims. It was deeper than I thought. It looked like it was going shallow, and it kept carrying, and he caught it near the fence. So Jack Joseph, the batter, one away, 12-11, Glenwood. Joseph, a strikeout victim, doubled in the third. Flied out to right to end the fourth or end the third inning. Got it twice that inning. Miles' first pitch. Fastball misses. One out. Bottom of the fifth. D'Agostino's on deck. Next pitch. Popped up. Is it playable? No, it's going to drift up. Full. It just doesn't have the velocity or the snap to his curve. Full count to Jack Joseph. Here's the payoff. That's upstairs. Second walk issued. I don't see any activity from the Glenwood dugout. First and second for the cleanup hitter, D'Agostino. Grounded out, struck out, singled. And scored in the fourth. First pitch to D'Agostino, the right-hander. In there for a strike. One out, bottom of the fifth, 12-11 Glenwood. Heil with the 0-1. Line to right center field. That's going to drop for extra bases. That'll score two, and Eagle Valley will reclaim the lead.
He's going to go for three. He should.
A two RBI double for the cleanup hitter, D'Agostino. As Ray scores easily, Jack Joseph scores. It's 13-12 Eagle Valley, and that'll do it for Evan Heil. Well, he just got rocked today. And of course, didn't get much support from his defense. Tough day at the office for Evan Heil. Looks like Mason Markovich is going to take over on the mound. We'll take a timeout. Mason gets his warm-up pitches. Devils reclaim the lead, 13-12. One out, bottom of the fifth. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Eagle Valley High School in a slugfest. Certainly not a display of defensive prowess by either team. Glenwood especially having troubles with the yips. They trail Eagle Valley now 13-12. One out in the bottom of the fifth. The blow that sent Evan Heil to the dugout was Pete D'Agostino's two RBI double. Gives him two RBIs for the day and two big hits. So Mason Markovich takes over on the mound for Evan Heil, who's still responsible for the runner out there. Heil goes 4 1/3, 10 hits. So far, 13 runs. struck out five all in the early innings. And walked two, hit a batter. Jack Robinson, the batter. Aboard on an error in the first. Grounded out to first. Aboard on an error in the fourth inning. Left-hander steps in against Mason Markovich. First pitch fouled off. 0-1. Devils have scored in every inning this game. Still just one out. Just comes down to a matter of attrition. A one pitch. Well, that sails to the backstop. D'Agostino was taken off anyway. He's got third easily. It's 1-1 to Jack Robinson. Devils 13, Glenwood 12. One out, bottom of the fifth. Markovich with the 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Pretty good velocity on that fastball. 1-2 to Robinson.
Yeah, we've talked about him having a bit of a cannon.
Markovich with the 1-2. Low, that's low, below the knees. 2-2. Time called. Robinson steps out. Markovich with a 2-2. Little number off the fist. Barehanded by Markovich. Throws. Got him. Heil playing first. Made the catch and tagged him out for good measure.
Yeah. I think he was afraid he might have come off the bag, so he went for the tag
yeah.
as well.
So there's two away for Patrick Reno. D'Agostino did not attempt since it's hit to the third base side. He stayed put at third base. Reno, 0-2, hit by a pitch. Looks at ball one. Shot him in Reno just to watch you die. That's all I can think about. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, yeah.
Next pitch. That misses 2-0.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah. Markovich leans in for the sign. Here's the pitch. That hit him in the helmet. Ouch. And Reno has got kind of a rat tail going on
out
of the helmet.
Say, a little braided, beaded.
Yeah. Interesting.
Rat tail. You know what?
He wasn't real happy with being hit in the noggin.
What is going on? We got mullets coming back. We got rat tails coming back.
I don't know.
I saw a lady wearing full-on bell-bottoms the other day. It's like... Why are we bringing some of these things back?
I don't know. P.J. Lombardo is the batter. Runners at the corners now.
What's next? Skinny ties and teased bangs? I mean, what are we doing?
First pitch. Shows bunt. And jogging down to second base is Reno. As Lindero said, take it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
He said, every time I've thrown it today, it's gone bad.
Yeah. 0-1 pitch to Lombardo. That misses. 1-1. Second and third. 13-12 Eagle Valley. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. Wind's starting to kick up. It's 1-1 pitch to Lombardo, the left-hander. That's in there for a strike. I know it's only one game, but it feels like a doubleheader. It's just been these long innings. One ball, two strikes to Lombardo. Markovich from the stretch and the pitch. Big hop gobbled up by Gare, throws him out, and that'll do it. Devil score, three runs on one hit. Yeah. No errors and two runners left. We go to the sixth inning. It is Eagle Valley 13, Glenwood 12. This is KMTS. Back to Eagle Valley High School. We go to the sixth inning. The wind now picking up and blowing straight out to center field. Adam Gare will lead things off for the Demons. Eagle Valley took the lead with their three-run fifth inning. They lead 13-12. It'll be Gare, Cole Sherrick, and Jake Sims.
It looks like Marshall's going to be taking Sherrick's spot in the lineup as well.
Okay.
Sherrick came out when Markovich moved to pitching. Heil went to first. Marshall went to right, so he's looks like he's on deck.
Camden Carl, second pitcher for Eagle Valley, took over for Pena. We got roughed up, but was bailed out with the Eagle Valley comeback, so no decision for him. First pitch to Gare, fouls it back, 0-1. Gare, Marshall, and Sims. Gare's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Next pitch. Boy, these things are so slow coming up there. Zero velocity. But they're hard to hit. 1-1 pitch to Gare. Ooh, got the outside corner, I reckon. 1-2. Mike Trout last night in the Angels 11-0 win over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay ran out of pitchers. They sent in a position player. They said, do your best, just throw strikes. And he lobbed one up there. I mean, lobbed it. And Trout jacked it. Next pitch, that's over the head of Gare. 2-2. And, you know, to hit a home run, you need fastball, a little velocity coming at you. Need the pitcher to provide the power, but it was all Trout. That pitch in the dirt and gets to the backstop, 3-2. And he just cranked it, a two-run homer. Three-two count to Adam Gare. Leading off here in the sixth. Demons trailing by one. And Camden Carl with the payoff. Grounder past the mound. Backhanded by the second baseman. D'Agostino throws. That's thrown away. And Eagle Valley, prone to make a lot of errors. There's one there. Good hustle by Gare. And Willie Marshall up to the plate for the first time this afternoon. Tying run is aboard for Glenwood.
You giving that to second baseman,
yeah.
E4?
Yep. First pitch to Marshall. In there for a strike. I mean, that pitch couldn't break a wet paper bag. But he just lays it in there for a strike.
Yeah.
Got to get up in the box. 0-1. Fouled it back. That's my fastball. And then I'm in traction.
Yeah.
Up to try to heave it.
Yeah.
And I got to clock it at 48.
Throw
you know?
Four of those and you're done.
Yeah. play in a Carnival game and I pay for it. Here's the 0-2 to Marshall. Way outside.
See, I wouldn't even try. The only time I did any throwing was I was a quarterback in my eighth grade year. I threw a total of two passes all season. Both for touchdowns. One for our team, one for theirs.
There you go. 1-2 count to Willie Marshall. The pitch, runner goes. Fly ball to right field. This is sinking, but it's going to be caught. Hustling back to first. The ball gets away. Nice backup by the catcher. Jack Joseph.
Yeah, that throw by Pena was just sailed. Wasn't anywhere really close to first base.
One away. Marshall retired. Jake Sims, the batter. Oh, no, this is Cooper Lucky. Umpire making a note.
Cooper's always fun to watch bat, whether he gets a hit or not.
Yeah.
Boy, he swings hard.
He doesn't get cheated, that's for sure. 13-12, Eagle Valley, one out, top of the sixth. Cam DeCarl, very slow on his windup. There's the pitch to Cooper. Ground ball up the middle. Could be two. They go to second for one, down to first. Double play. Wow. 6-4-3. And that'll do it for the sixth inning for the Glenwood Demons. No runs. No hits. There was an error and no runners left after that double play. It's 13-12, Eagle Valley. We go to the bottom of the sixth. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Pete Nolan Field in Gypsum, Eagle Valley High School. Devils leading the Glenwood Demons 13-12. Demons put up a zero for the first time since the first inning. As Cooper Lutke pinch inning, grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. And, like him or not, Cam DeCarl, even though he can't throw a fastball, he's been effective.
Yeah. Well, and it's one of those things that I think I remember saying this when Glenwood was first starting out early in the season, talking about how they didn't really have pitchers. It was, and at the time, Glenwood was playing real good, really good defense. And it was just like, throw strikes, let the defense get the outs for you.
Mason Markovich, first pitch to Camden Carl, who's hitting for the first time as a ball. Markovich goes from the stretch. 1-0 pitch to Carl. That's inside. Is it a suck in his gut before being hit? 2-0 count. Markovich 2-0 pitch. Inside, 3-0. Pitches in there for a strike. Is Carl taken all the way? 3-1. Markovich with a 3-1. Strike two. Got him at the knees. And that is ball four. A little bit low. So a leadoff walk to Camden Carl. The numbers on Evan Heil again, 106 pitches, went 4 1/3 innings. 13 runs, 11 earned, 10 hits. Struck out 5, walked 2, hit a batter. Throw down to first base, and Carl just gets back. This is
Pena.
Pena.
First pitch was a strike.
Now it's 1-1. Next pitch in there for a strike. Throw down to second. And Landeros, when he came out of his crouch, his throwing hand hit his helmet, or his helmet was falling off. And it threw things off. And he didn't get good velocity on the ball. So a steal for Camden Carl. One, two count to Elias Pena. He fouls that one back. One-two pitch from Markovich. Good backhand stop by Landeros. He's going to throw down to second base. Pretty good throw, but not in time. Here's the two-strike pitch. Curveball, good stop by Landeros. Markovich from the stretch. Next pitch. Ball four. Back-to-back walks. First and second, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. And it's Nicholas Ray. Scored three times. Singled, walked, boarded an error, fielder's choice. 13-12 Eagle Valley, one out, or nobody out, in the bottom of the sixth. First and second for Nicholas Ray. Markovich with the first pitch. That bounces up to the plate and to the backstop. Everyone moves up 90 feet.
Starting to have the same kind of feeling.
I was going to say the same thing as yesterday.
As yesterday. You know, not so, kind of from the crowd, from the
not
players.
A 20 run, yeah. There's a fly ball to left field. That's going to drop for a hit. Two runs will score. It'll be 15-12, and headed to third is Nicholas Ray. He's in there with a triple. Wow. Two RBI triple for Nicholas Ray. Eagle Valley. Jacob Lupe's 2 for 4, excuse me. Struck out and fly out, a couple of singles. Scored a run. First pitch. Ball one. Yeah, it's just, yeah. Clement had some life. They're hitting the ball well. But poor defense. Just, there's a line drive, base hit to center field. Mims plays it on a big hop. An RBI single for Jacob Lupe, his third RBI of the day. And it's 16-12 Eagle Valley. Jacob Lupe's third hit of the day. Jack Joseph, the batter. He's got a double. Walk, flied out, struck out. First pitch, bounces to the backstop. And Lupe jogs down to second base. Sure you don't want to come here to Palisade? Be a fun trip.
Yeah.
1-0 pitch. That bounces. Stopped by Landeros.
Nope. I got a wedding to go to.
2-0 count to Jack Joseph. Markovich with the 2-0 pitch. Ground ball, left field, base hit. That'll score another one. And that gets away from Grosskopf. Oh, mercy me. 17-12, Eagle Valley.
Yep, he goes, turns that into a double.
Jack Joseph with his second hit.
No, I would say that I'm probably going to be having more fun than you are this weekend.
D'Agostino, the batter. Curveball misses. D'Agostino, double, single, struck out, grounded out. Two ribbies. Fastball lined into left field, base hit. And Mason Markovich just throwing batting practice right now. First and third, nobody out. And Jack Robinson, the batter, as the overly dramatic recording of the announcer indicates.
Why, whatever do you mean?
What's for breakfast, dear? I talk like this all the time. Oh, coming into pinch run is Jackson Woodworth at third. 17-12 Eagle Valley. They've taken command here. Five-run lead, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Runner takes off from first, throw down to third base. That's offline. D'Agostino down to second. Joseph at third. Jack Robinson. Behind the count, 0-1. Markovich doing his best, trying to stop the bleeding here. The 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. Well, Coach Nieslanek's got to look ahead to Friday and figure out who's going to start against Palisade. 0-2 to Robinson. Popped up left side. And that's going to drop for a hit. Oh, you kidding me. Jake Sims made a valiant effort. Throw it down to second base. Why would you throw it? I don't know. What? Throw it down to third. Why are you throwing it around the horn? D'Agostino, or rather, Joseph scores. D'Agostino to third. Patrick Rito with a hit. Or with a coming up the plate. Robinson with that bloop single. Sims almost made another miraculous play, but the wind was just wreaking havoc with it.
Running straight back, looking up over his shoulder, and the wind pulling it one way or the other.
18-12, Eagle Valley. Disastrous inning for Glenwood. Ball one to Reno. Runners at second and third. Next pitch, ball two. I miss a lot to ask of a freshman who's a fine athlete, terrific athlete. He's going to be a stud in three sports. But pitching, there's an art to it. Here's the 2-1 that's inside, or 2-0, now it's 3-0.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You think about Glenwood's pitching staff. I mean, they've got Heil, you know, who's their best pitcher. And then you've got Mason is a freshman. Irving is a freshman.
Yeah.
The Mraz brothers, which they're...
There's a strike as Reno taken all the way. 3-1. Yeah, it's not like you can make a call to the minors and say, send up send up the strong-arm rookie.
Right.
3-1 pitch. In there for a strike. The count is full. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. 18-12. This is not the war either. It's Eagle Valley leading by six. Here's the payoff pitch. Fly ball to left, and that is hooking foul.
Boy, bounced off the fence.
Man, did he jump on that one.
Woo.
He almost hit the old scoreboard out there and left. Count remains full to Patrick Reno.
Is that Grosskopf playing left? Or is that looks like it might be Pidcock. Yeah, I think it's Pidcock.
Oh, you're right.
Golden locks sticking out of his hat.
Fouled off. Reno just got a piece of it. Five runs across for the Devils, and doesn't look like they're done yet. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, second and third for Patrick Reno. He's got a full count. Evan Heil got roughed up. 13 runs, 11 earned, 4 1/3 innings. Markovich leans in for the sign from Landeros. He's got to be pooped behind the plate. Here's the pitch. Curveball, and that's way upstairs. And another free pass. And here comes Coach Nieslanek. He's going to make a change, it appears. Base is loaded. P.J. Lombardo waiting to take his swings. And let's see what Coach Nieslanek does. He's taking the ball from him. That'll do it for Mason. It looks like Jordan Mraz coming in.
Mraz had his right hand wrapped up in with that black athletic tape coming into the game today. I'm wondering what he was protecting. It's gone now. He's taking it off. No, it's going to be Mraz coming in at third. Sims is going to pitch.
Jake Sims, okay. I saw Mraz coming in from the dugout.
Yeah, he just kept walking.
So Jake Sims will take his warm-ups. We'll take a timeout. 18-12 Eagle Valley. Nobody out, bottom of the sixth. This is KMTS. Back to Eagle Valley High School. Devils with a six-run lead over Glenwood. Jake Sims takes over on the mound for Glenwood. For Mason Markovich, who went... an inning, and he went 2/3 of an inning.
Yeah, 2/3 of the fifth, and then no outs in the sixth, even though he had...
3 walks, 44 pitches.
Yeah, he had 32 pitches in the sixth, but no outs. And it looks like he's in the dugout. I don't see him on the field anywhere.
Gives up 6 hits, 6 runs.
Jordan Mraz comes in at third.
So Mraz at third. Sims on the mound now. The first pitch to Lombardo with the bases loaded. Fly ball, shallow left. Charging is Grosskopf, or rather Pidcock. Loses the ball. 2 runs will score. And the errors continue. Mercy sakes. It drops for a hit, and then the ball's overrun. Oh, Lordy. It's 20-12. Another 20 spot. Demons have given up 20 or more runs in the last 3 games now. 60-plus runs in 3 games. And that pitch hits Camden Carl. And the base is loaded. So a base hit can end the game. Pena can end this. Goodness gracious. First pitch, swing and a miss from Jake Sims. 0-1. fouled back. It's 0-2. Still nobody out. Seven runs across for the Devils. And an eight-run lead.
So if two more runs score, do they...
That's it.
That's it? They don't even play the seventh inning?
Nope. That's all she wrote. It's a 10-run lead after five.
Okay, yeah.
There's the 0-2. Slow curve. Strike three called. Ooh, that was dirty. Wow. Jake Sims with a nasty visit from Uncle Charlie. Struck out looking. There's the first out, finally. Mercy me.
Tenth batter in, we got our first out.
First pitch swinging. Fly ball over Pidcock's head. That will do it. That's going to roll to the fence. And here comes the game-ending run. That'll do it. Final score, Eagle Valley 22, Glenwood 12. We'll be back with a wrap-up after this on KMTS. Well, the Glenwood Demons for the third straight game give up 20 or more runs. And just got thrashed by the Eagle Valley Devils here in Gypsum. 22-12, the final score. The 10-run mercy roll in effect.
Well, you know, it was a game until the sixth inning. I mean, they were down 12-13 in the fifth inning. It's just that sixth inning, you could just see the kind of the fight left them. And we even said at the beginning of the inning, this feels like it did yesterday.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it ended with the same result.
For Glenwood, 12 runs on 11 hits. They stranded six. Jackson Irving with an RBI, a couple of runs scored. Nathan Grosskopf with a hit. He scored a run. Evan Heil hit by a pitch. Fielder's choice, aboard in an error. Did not have a hit today. Struggled at the plate. Mason Markovich with a double and an RBI. Went 1-for-3, hit by a pitch. Braxton Mims, a big day for him. Went 3-for-4. Infield single, double, and a triple. Three RBIs. Add to his team lead. Adam Gehr did not have a hit. Cole Sherrick with three runs batted in. He had two singles and a double. Jake Sims, a double in the second inning. Cooper Luckey batted for him in the sixth inning. Christian Landeros with a bunt single and a run scored. Evan Heil suffers the loss after a dominant win over Eagle Valley a couple weeks ago. He takes the loss, goes 4 1/3, 13 runs, 11 earned, 10 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, 1 hit batter. He suffers the loss. Eagle Valley, that's the most runs they've scored this season, 22. Their next highest total was 16. And it went over Aspen and then went over Olathe. So they lose it. They win it 22-12. 22 hits, 22 runs, 16 hits for Eagle Valley as they improve to 3-9 in league play. 6-13 overall. Glenwood falls to 2-9 and now 8-13 overall. So next up for the Glenwood Demons doesn't get any easier. The Palisade Bulldogs again, the rematch on Friday at Palisade at 4 o'clock. We'll have the game here on KMTS.com. And then Glenwood will wrap up the season Monday at home on Senior Day against the Coleridge Titans. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Berthoud Motors, Mr. Back, Bank of Colorado, State Farm, Carl Riciani, State Farm Insurance, Carpet One, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, and Alpine Bank. Final score once again, Eagle Valley 22, Glenwood 12 in six innings. For Keith Harris, Ron Miller, and saying so long from Eagle Valley High School. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening, and we'll talk to you again on KMTS. Our next broadcast again Friday, Glenwood at Palisade. Have a great night.